Go ahead, Ben.
I'm going to say something.
Talk a little louder, please.
Let me talk about radioactivity in Japan, okay?
Yeah.
We need to bring up the increasingly growing body of evidence that this was a nuclear bomb placed on the seabed by people working for the Zionists, okay? I want to present you some of the evidence we have for this.
Can we do something, Ben? Hold on. Before we get to that,
yeah.
can we hypothetically deal with that any way you want. But I'd like to deal with the real issue. I don't give a damn where the radiation came from. It's there, and the Japanese government is going to burn it, and it's going to come here. It's going to come to Canada. It's going to go eventually to Europe. It's going to circle the Northern Hemisphere. How do you view the issue of burning deadly radioactive waste that should be containerized, buried, or otherwise dealt with in that fashion for thousands of years?
Just because a group based in the United States attacked Japan with a nuclear weapon does not mean that Japan should then retaliate by spreading nuclear waste, okay? We agree on that. I mean, you know, spreading nuclear poison is just not a nice thing to do, no matter who does it, okay? But let me get back to this non-hypothetical issue of the nuclear weapon that was stolen from the submarine Kursk. Again, my source, I named him, Paul Lane, from Pentagon Military Intelligence, told me they stole four nuclear weapons from the Soviet submarine, the Kursk. Okay? We have members of the team that smuggled the nuclear weapon into Japan who've come to us, who are willing to testify that a nuclear weapon was smuggled in through Okinawa, and it was placed at former Prime Minister Nakazono's residence in Shinode Town outside of Tokyo before being taken to the North Korean Residence Association building, before it was put on the deep-sea drilling ship, the Chikyumaru, okay? We now have testimony from people on the ship. We have testimony from people in the Japan Self-Defense Forces who unwittingly participated in the placement of this nuclear bomb 10 kilometers below the seabed. We have the National NHK, a person working for the NHK National Broadcaster, put out a 30-minute segment program on earthquake weapons using nuclear bombs, and he was murdered in his house shortly after that was put out on YouTube. Okay? And we have now the evidence. There's books out on it here in Japan about the 3-1-1 terrorist attack. Okay, so it's fine and dandy to say, yes, it's horrible, there's radiation, but let's not forget, this was deliberately planted, and we can trace it. We know who's involved. We know that the Rothschild family is involved. We know that Senator Jay Rockefeller is involved. We know that the executives of General Electric are involved. We know that they used some compliant people in the Tokyo Electric Power Company, okay? You're not going to get away with this. This sort of crime is not something you're going to get away with. You no longer rule the world, and you're not going to get away with this sort of crime against humanity anymore. You murdered 1.2 million people in Iraq. You're spreading this, radioactivity all over Iraq using depleted uranium. You've been doing that for how many years now? Afghanistan, the same thing, depleted uranium. So we talk about who's spreading nuclear terror and who's spreading nuclear poison, and you'll find the Japanese are victims far more than they are perpetrators. And we need to put these people behind jail bars where they belong. They don't belong in high corporate executive offices. They don't belong in large, rich, luxurious estates. They belong in jail. Okay? And they're going to go to jail. We're going to get them out of power. They're going to be overthrown. They're going to go to jail. Nothing is going to save them. The entire world leadership of the free countries, which does not include the Zionist-controlled United States at this moment, will get these people. There's nowhere on this planet they can escape to anymore. It might take another year, but they're going down. I guarantee you 100%. They're finished. And I can provide more evidence. I'm surprised that the so-called, propaganda journalists, the ones who still believe their propaganda, not the ones who are cynically, just know that they're just hacks for a propaganda machine, should do the investigation and read the books that are in Japanese with the proof and testimony that Japan has attacked with a nuclear weapon, and make the world know, instead of being compliant in this silence. Okay? And so the Chinese, yes, they're going, and what are they finding? They're finding stuff that couldn't have come from a nuclear power plant accident. They're finding stuff that could only be associated with a nuclear bomb. All right? And so, yes, maybe there was a nuclear bomb that blew off underground near Washington, an underground base controlled by these scumbags who set off a nuclear bomb in Japan. Maybe they're getting a little bit of their own medicine. And it's a shame that things have to degenerate so far, when all that would be required is for a few brave and honest people in the law enforcement and agencies and in the Pentagon in the United States to arrest about 100 old men, nasty old men, I should point out, nasty old men who've admitted publicly they like stealing from people, like George Soros. Yes, I'm naming you because you said on TV that you would love stealing from your fellow Jews in Hungary during World War II working for the Nazis. And you go out there claiming to be a philanthropist?
Yeah, it's pretty weird stuff going on. Yeah, hold on, Ben. We have to take a break. And what I'd like to know is, when can we see some of this evidence put to use to put these people away? That's what everybody would love more than anything. Let's take the evidence you have and make it work. Hang on. We'll be right back.